fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news.
And I'm Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side. WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
Streaming live on the Free Press Network and WGRN.org and on the radio at WGRN LP FM 94.1 and WCRS LP FM 92.7 and 98.3.
Three. Mr. Dugan. That's right, yes.
Three.
I'm right there for
to
the three, 98.3.
Point three.
So tune in and maybe
turn on, you might drop out.
You might be entertained or you might learn something. This week, Dr. Bob was traveling to the West Coast, and some people might have been learning some things from him. He was the MC at the Task Force for Elections.
I forget the official name, but it was Election Integrity Conference.
Election Integrity, yes.
In Berkeley, and I'm afraid some people there were fairly radical. Well, and again, I made the key point.
Radicals, really?
Yeah, they were wandering around.
And you
Berkeley.
Were there?
Yes.
Wow, amazing.
But I'm from the Midwest, so, yeah.
Midwest radicals.
But again, I got to be the MC, got to meet a lot of very interesting people, including Dr. Emma Bryan, who did a great presentation on Cambridge Analytica, right? It's sort of how Americans spy on themselves, right? I mean, and the best point that was made is, in the old days, the Stasi had to come into your house and wire everything, and there were cameras everywhere. But now you just get people to spy on themselves on Facebook, right? Once you got the 50 likes and, say, another 70 hits, points of information, right? I'm posting the Ten Commandments again, and here's my comment, and here's my link. They know you better than anyone does, yep. Better than you know yourself.
Back so like, back like 15 years ago on Facebook, I put a like on Sarah Palin just because I wanted to know what the hell the crazy, excuse my French, what the crazy woman was up to. I still get things occasionally indicating that I might be a conservative. So, yes, the tendencies, the likes, right, that you play right into the
right,
game.
And then they know how to shoot you some fake video or put the bots on you. And suddenly you know that Hillary Clinton's, you know, torturing kids in a pizza joint.
In Benghazi.
Even though it doesn't have a basement to it.
Right, with 30,000 emails. Yes.
Okay.
So but there was a lot more that went on at this conference, I'm sure. I also understand you and your traveling companion, our engineer here, trained to priest, that you guys had an encounter with a CIA agent at an airport on your way.
I wasn't a CIA
Maybe.
Agent, but
he had good cigars.
He was a, well, that's...
It's often a sign.
Well, you know, I mean, you can get to know the CIA if they've got good cigars, but Mars Teton, one of America's premier cigar makers, who actually told Train and I that the Don himself helped him get into the cigar business.
Hmm. Right. So does he supply the Don with cigars? Maybe we can put some of those things that pop.
No, the joke would be he may have supplied Bill Clinton.
Just for fun. Who smoked his cigars?
Well, I don't know what they were smoking, but it could have been his cigars, which are, you know, some of them are $150, you know, a stick.
Wow. But he gave you guys a few, just to be friendly.
Yes.
Wow.
After giving us a lot of information about the Amish and many other things.
I got schooled. I did. I'll admit it.
I'm glad one of you did. So, in the state of Ohio right now, Bob, there are people trying to repeal the SB6. This is a bill that is going to bail out the nuclear energy plants that are long past their proper use.
decrepit. One of them's known as the Hole in the Head Nuke there in Toledo. There's Davis Bessie and there's Perry, but Davis Bessie is the one where the container almost leaked. Of course, Perry is the one they built on an earthquake fault line.
Genius.
Yeah, and usually not a good idea. So they can't be insured privately. The insurance has to come from the government, and they make no logical economic sense. So the ratepayers here in Ohio have to give them a $1 billion bailout.
Yeah, and so that's why they passed the Senate Bill 6 in the legislature.
Yeah, one of the largest welfare checks ever written. And, of course, it's written to First Energy, and most of it will go directly into the pocket of their executives.
So in the meantime, there are citizens from Ohio that are trying to repeal it. So they're collecting signatures on petitions, and they're being attacked both verbally and apparently physically.
One Asian-American was attacked.
Yeah.
Remember, the decrepit nuclear industry that wants to pocket the $1 billion so it doesn't want it appeal actually sent out packs of people to harass the petitioners. And they've also been running a lot of ads, you know, that look like, you know, from the Cultural Revolution of the 1960s.
Right.
You know, where
the Chinese
you know,
are taking
Chinese
over.
Communists
look out. Yeah.
Are coming
Red Scare.
In. Take
or
a look
scare.
Here. Well, in this case, Red Scare. And, of course, with a little ethnocentric biased as well. But one guy who is an Asian American was attacked out at the Dublin Library because the commercials, you know, tell you how these hordes of foreigners are coming in to take over our energy grid.
Yeah. Well, didn't you also say that there were people from this group paid for by the energy industry who were paying petitioners not to?
Well, there was, there's been
not
reports.
To sign people up or?
There's been reports, and even the Dispatch wrote a very good editorial on it, is that they were paying people, they're attempting to buy the signatures.
Yeah,
another thing they did as well, the nuke industry created its own petition that's not certified. Some of the talking points, when I was walking around Columbus State, if somebody's sign this, it's a plebiscite. It's like, plebiscite? Okay. You mean an uncertified petition created to confuse people? So the petition to reject the bailout.
So they're fake
And to our listeners on the radio, sorry we had a brief lapse there, but we're with you now.
Hey.
Ho, ho.
Station ID.
Where are we?
Where are we? We're streaming live on the Free Press Network and at WGRN.org and on the radio at WGRN LP FM 94.1 and WCRS 94.1.
For their signatures, to not take the signature, or to give them the sheets, and they are sending out people with fake petitions.
Right, which is probably a felony under Ohio law.
They play dirty.
Because, I mean, this is an official petition. You can't buy somebody's petition. You can't
right.
exchange value for somebody's petition. People need to go to jail over this one. These are new tactics that are designed to disrupt initiatives. So
right.
citizen-led initiatives, which came out of the progressive era from 1901 to 1912, which were blessed to have both referendums from the legislature in Ohio and initiatives from the people. These are designed to stop a people's initiative. And the tactics they're using are debatably a felony. You can't go out and interfere with petition gatherers in a democracy.
Right.
So hopefully somebody goes to jail.
Yeah, you can only hope.
If anyone should pay him, it should be the Democrats. He's doing so much damage to Trump.
You know, he's
always out admitting to what appear to be impeachable offenses.
Right, absolutely.
So, yeah, we're shaking.
Our good man.
Yeah,
yeah,
describing our POTUS there.
Yeah.
Is that
the Cheeto.
He also then went into the hall and, you know, and told Kelly, who was then chief of staff. So you've got a lot of people that are trying to protect themselves by going on the record and saying, you know, I don't approve of this. You can't do a quid pro quo.
Yes. Well, that's where the denial comes in. Even though it's obvious from the conversation, that's what's going on. But this thing with Rudy yesterday that went down, he's having lunch with these legitimate businessmen,
look like the Ukrainian mafia.
And
I mean, these guys were stereotyped. The problem with those
they have
guys,
records, you know, as they say, as long as your arms.
If you look at them, you just go guilty. I mean,
they fit their suits so well. So he's having lunch with them. Facility, restaurant.
Which, anyone who talks about illegal activity at a Trump facility is probably being taped by various intelligence
Detail.
And law enforcement agencies.
Amazing. What a country. So these guys are arrested. So that's just one more piece of what's been a continual crazy story going constantly since it was revealed that Trump had,
as the president is out,
tried to get
rage twittering.
Yes,
right. His response is to write more.
Right. Double down
and tell people not to cooperate.
And he tried to get the president of the new president of Ukraine to cooperate in this investigation. Fine, everyone knows this, but there's just so much more that keeps coming out about it. As a matter of fact, today, the ex-ambassador to the Ukraine, who had been fired, probably by Trump and his henchmen, because she apparently disagreed with him, she testified pretty much all day today. Ivanovich is the woman's name. So there she is as she's going to testify. And behind closed doors, but apparently she's telling what she knows. They say that Sundland, from the our rep to the EU, is going to testify next week. And a woman named Fiona Hill, who was previously a Russian aide to Trump's. And they, you know, two of those three totally seem to contradict the Trump and Rudy's stories, right?
And again, Rudy needs to get the story straight. Press.
Live. So in the meantime, with all of this, we have the issue of the Trump administration not answering subpoenas. Now, I seem to remember, I don't know, 2 years ago we were doing this show, and I was asking you if he must answer subpoenas. And you said, no, he doesn't. But apparently, he's able to keep his
Well, that's a first in U.S. history.
Right.
And virtually every constitutional scholar, law professor in America says you have to cooperate. It's part of the oversight power in Article 1 granted to Congress. You can't just say no. Nixon tried it, right? Executive privilege. But eventually he had to cave in. And remember, he released all those tapes. First, he edited them with the famous phrase Nixon did, explicative deleted, meaning a swear word, taken out.
Oh, my.
Because Nixon was known to swear often and poorly. Right?
Because he was a Quaker. He wasn't used to the swear.
Right? He wasn't, you know.
He was just trying to keep up with his boys.
Yes, and he used the, he had special terms like rat, and then he'd throw in the F-bomb.
Well, he could do like Ronnie, just forget everything. I don't know. Which they also probably did keep him out of the loop a lot. Trump, it's impossible to keep him out of the loop.
Clearly, he is the loop.
He is the
loop. He loops himself.
All the way around.
It always
around.
Ends with a rage Twitter.
All the way around that big ball.
And I know
head.
The Twitters by heart. Blame it on Obama. Blame it on Hillary. And what about that Pence guy? Why don't you take a look at him?
And all of this is to investigate Biden.
So, and
his
son.
Yeah, who Trump was stumping last night, cursing about and calling them evil. And boy, it is. I feel so guilty that I'm entertained by all this.
Well, Herbert Walker Bush, for example, his father, Prescott Bush, was the ranking Republican on the Foreign Relations Committee. And when it came time to drill the first deepwater oil wells in Kuwait, he got that contract. Outbid Gulf Oil. Didn't know how to drill a deepwater well, but that doesn't matter. You can always subcontract it. And Zapata Oil, that's how he became a self-made millionaire. And Zapata Oil, of course, we know, was a CIA asset, a proprietary that worked with the CIA. So it's no surprise that years later, George
cigars,
Herbert
right?
Walker Bush, well, from Los Angeles,
official cigar supplier to the CIA.
Kids, George W. Bush got a huge contract for in South America.
Right.
Called up and said, "Hi, I'm the president's son. I'd like to bid on a project." And of course,
and he got it.
Harkin Oil, working with the Saudis, bought up his old company that included Armbusto and. And what they did is, when the Saudis were asked, "Why are you investing in Spectrum 7 in Armbusto?" And they said, "We're not really investing in oil exploration. We're investing in the son of the president." So, who knows?
Okay. Right.
Biden's son might have got a deal.
There's something there.
But is it illegal? Probably not.
Here's what amazes me, though. It's like, as much as we think Trump and Rudy don't know what they're doing, they pretty much did hinder and hurt Biden's campaign.
Sure.
And now Liz Warren's in front, which is fine by me. You know, it's time there was a woman in the White House. She's totally competent. She's got great programs. She's got a lot of energy, too. So.
Well, here's the talk is Hillary Clinton has emerged and is all over TV, and some are talking about a comeback, that she's thinking about jumping back in.
In the
Biden position, right?
Okay.
You need a neoliberal,
centrist,
free trader,
yeah,
centrist, and if Biden's hurt, Why not Hillary, who is a neocon, or some would say
Hillary who?
Warmonger.
Anyway, meanwhile, speaking of wars.
No one saying, what is it good for? Did you ask that question?
What is it good for? Edmund Starr and I are still wondering. So in the midst of all this, with all these investigations, Trump decides to enact a new policy concerning Syria, his friends in Turkey, and the Kurds.
It's sort of an old policy. It's called ethnic genocide.
Yes, who have fought to find a homeland in that area. And, of course, thanks to our genius leader, the Turks have been bombing the last several days and trying to take over this strip of land in the north of Syria, push the Kurds out, which apparently some of that's happening.
And, of course, since there's thousands of ISIS people in there,
right,
thanks to their patrons in Saudi Arabia, mm-hmm, who wanted a religious fundamentalist Sunni group to counter the Shia group, which they felt was associated with Iran.
Yeah.
We're now, you know, you keep hearing fought alongside the U.S. There's some U.S. advisors there. U.S. did the air logistics, but really it was the Kurds who were the boots on the ground. And who really have
That's
been
true.
Taken advantage of since World War I, when the British went into that area and carved it up after Lawrence of Arabia made promises to the Arab people that there would be a United States of Arabia, which is a great idea, would have changed the access of the world. But instead, right, the British came in there with their French junior partners following World War I and took three autonomous Ottoman provinces, one being Kurdistan, the other being where the Sunni and the Shia are, and created an artificial construct called Iraq. And then Sir Percy Cox in 1922 drew his famous line in the sand and took all the deep water ports away from the Iraqi people, which is what led to the Gulf War and the Iraqi War. So it's British and the people that took over for him, the U.S. empire, that have caused so many deaths in the Middle East for oil.
You know, it's interesting, too, that I remember certain vice presidents suggesting that the Iraqi situation could be solved if they were to be three separate republics within one nation flag, and that one of those would be Kurdistan.
Sure.
It suggested that. You know, it's and to this day, the Kurds are still trying to get a homeland. And what Trump has done right now is even ticking off his Republican conservative base.
And again, we've unleashed the Turkish nation upon them, which is part of the Ottoman Empire, was famous for its genocide against the Armenians.
And right, Armenia was on the southern part of Turkey. When Hitler was asked how he would get away
with his genocide against the Jews and the Gypsies and the other people that he was slaughtering, he said, who remembers the Armenian genocide, or for that matter, the Native American genocide in the U.S.? So Turkey's well known for perpetuating genocides. So there's massive ethnic cleansing. Bush called him a little Hitler, but we're the one who put him in power, right? He was our little Hitler, and we laundered $4 billion through agribusiness.
He was probably taller than Hitler, but
Again, we brought him to power. We helped with the coup, and then we used him to fight the Iranians. And again, the main reason we're interested in these regions is because of oil. We would simply pursue renewable energy, solar power, wind power, we wouldn't have to be killing so many people in the Middle East. You know, over a million Iraqis have died.
That makes too much sense, Bob. What do you got talking that kind of sense? No one wants to hear that. If we're going to cut back on our lifestyles, come on. Where are you getting these ideas? Right. So it just goes on and on. Again, I feel guilty that I'm so entertained by all this, but it's certainly not entertaining for the Kurds right now, who are fleeing what the Turks are bringing
down. No, it's a tragedy of epic proportion. The Kurdistan in the world, there's about 5,000 major ethnic groups. There's more, but about 5,000 you can clearly identify, and there's only about 200 nation states. And the Kurds are one of the largest groups. One of the largest groups that tend, not to have a nation state.
Right.
I mean, they're in Syria, they're in Turkey. Turkey, during the first Gulf War, just prior to it, had eradicated more than 500 villages and removed the Kurdish population from there. They're in parts, unfortunately, in Iraq, in Turkey, parts of Iran, and in Syria. There needs to be a Kurdish nation state.
Absolutely.
And the other way we sell them out, in part because they're also very progressive people. They've got very left-wing, progressive, socialistic, political parties that are part of their ethnic group.
By the way, I don't know if you caught this, but I just heard it this afternoon that we've also sent a couple thousand troops to Saudi Arabia to help them defend the oil there, because they're in such need.
They're attacked, but maybe there's some journalists that need deboning, and we're sending the troops in to help them violate human rights and kill American
people. That this is the second Saturday.
That starts at 6:30.
Come on down.
And again, there'll be a discussion from a couple medical practitioners, including a doctor, who will be talking about medical marijuana.
Medical marijuana. Wow.
And life management, how that will work out well for some people. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, great. All right,
I think I could use the life management
and
the medical marijuana.
We all can. And then on November 4th, there is the Columbus Free
Monday.
Press.
November 4th.
Right before the election, November 4th. My little brother's birthday. I should have remembered that easily. But anyway, so there is an awards.
Who you named a bar after?
Sort of. Yeah. Actually, I named it after the deceased's older but littler brother. And it was in the original name, so it's a longer story. But anyway, on November 4th at the Ace of Cups on High Street in the long, long north, there will be awards. There will be a benefit show. Donna McGavro will be playing. I'll get to play a few. Brian Clash Griffin will be there. And you yourself will be doing some more of your magnificent emceeing and award-giving out.
Uh-huh.
Always with the giving, Bob. I don't get it. How do you survive this way?
Karma.
It's coming round for us. Anything else to discuss? Oh, baseball. How about baseball playoffs? Anybody? Brexit?
Okay, for the record, I'm a Houston fan because I like...
I root for Houston. I'm going to back the Nats.
Verlander.
I'm a Patriot. That's where I'm going.
And go Detroit Lions.
Detroit Lions, yeah.
All right, sure. Time to wrap up, Mr. Dugan. It's been fun on the other side of the news.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Bob Fitrakis.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1 LPFM, The Green Renaissance.